The appearance of fine dust and severe cold weather has always signaled a bumper harvest among fishers and fishmongers. However, the trend is changing of late. Even though the weather may be cold, the fishing community says the catch is not bountiful. Aurelia Akande and Desmond Kwe visited Jamestown, a fishing community in Accra, and reports that the use of unapproved methods for fishing is affecting the catch.
Our visit to Jamestown fishing community revealed that most fisher folk now use light for fishing. During light fishing, fishermen use generators connected to the lights and place the lights in the sea. This action attracts the fishes to that particular area. Fisher folk say this action is affecting their catch. When the light is used, fish from all directions move towards it. So when we go for fishing, we don't get anything. We only go and waste fuel and come back. At this time, we should be catching herrings, and we can't find any. A catch goes for 400 and 500 cities. When the catch is good, we sell it at 150 cities. The chief fisherman, Ni Okai Okaishi, explained that the fishing bumper harvest is usually characterized by two seasons, Ali and Polly. Ali begins the bumper harvest with the catching of herrings in large quantities. Polly is where the fish can be traced by their scales over a long stretch and fisherfolk gather to catch them. Unfortunately, this is now a thing of the past, as both industrial and small-scale fishermen practice illegal forms of fishing. The chief fisherman advocates perpetrators of such illegal acts should be brought to book to sanitize the fishing industry.
Then when they go and they do this light fishing, they are able to get sometimes 100 crates, 150 crates, all what we want. The government should intensify the arrest of those who are doing light fishing, chemical fishing, and so forth. There was a time one fisherman asked, have you seen one person prosecuted? I said no. So that is the reason why. These people are caught really, and their gadgets are not seized, and they are being prosecuted. It will deter others from doing it.
Chief Fisherman of Jamestown, Ni Okai Okaikwe, ending the report by Aurelia Akande and Desmond Kwe.